flourish. We got the bounty, we from the Queens County. Overlooking things like a Rushmore Mountie. Ain't got no other choice except to get a little love. We rise above, the beat be fitting like a glove.
That is some Tribe Called Quest. I am here once again with Michael Brazemley.
Hi, everyone.
All right, and today on the Postal Stand-Up, we are going to talk about authorized agents. So there is a form. I'm not going to look up. Do you know the form number off the top of your head? There's no way.
No way you do.
No. So there is a form that somebody can fill out to designate someone else as their authorized agent. So an attorney, somebody might do this with their attorney so that the attorney can sign for papers for them. And most of the time, it doesn't matter to us because the only time you need the exact person to sign for something is if it's sent restricted delivery.
Yes.
And so with that restricted delivery, you have to check ID and make sure that it only goes to that person. But with regular deliveries, it doesn't matter. Anybody who's there can sign for it, even if it's registered. If it's not restricted delivery, anybody can sign for it. So
the only difference is the adults only signature request.
Oh, yeah, that's
21
true.
Plus.
Right, yeah,
then that is a very good point. Then you got to make sure
it's going to be an adult. Right, right. And if it's obvious, that's fine. Otherwise, you may have to check their ID and to make sure that they're 21. Or in some cases, it's only 18.
Well, anybody who can sign for it also means anybody who lives in that household.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so that's an interesting case. Like if Michael and I are both, if we're roommates, and Michael, we've recently found out, is older than me, much to my surprise. So maybe I order something, you know, I'm only 17, I order something that's addressed to me, requires an adult signature. Could Michael sign for it, even though it's addressed to me? Absolutely.
Yes, because I'm over 21.
That's it. Anybody who's over 21 can sign for it. It doesn't matter who it's addressed to, unless it's restricted delivery.
Right.
So with restricted delivery, only that person or their authorized agent can sign for it. So with the authorized agent card, it's going to be kept on file at the post office. And if you're not the regular carrier on the route, pretty safe bet, you have no idea that that exists. So they might tell you, oh, I'm the authorized agent, and you're going to have to investigate. You can't just take their word for it. But there are some places where you're going to see an authorized agent, and you know for sure that, yes, these are authorized agent. And those are what are called CMRAs. Do you deliver at any of those, Michael?
No.
None on your route. Yeah, I don't have any on my route either. But these are commercial mail receiving agency, or maybe it's mail receiving authority. And it's a place like a mailboxes, et cetera, UPS store, places that rent out mailboxes. And when you rent that mailbox, that's part of the agreement, is that you designate that clerk as your authorized agent. And they can sign for everything, even if it's restricted delivery. Here in Vegas, we have another type of place that has authorized agents. And what's that? Do you remember? Oh, you don't remember? We talked about it going in. It's budget suites. It's
the places
that do like daily and weekly rentals.
Yes.
And here we've got these two big ones, budget suites, Siegel suites, both of which, Siegel suites is that guy does space stuff too, Bigelow.
Yeah, but anyway, these are not apartments.
No, they're not apartments. They're like kind of hotels. They're kind of halfway between an apartment and a hotel. Yeah. And they're always sketchy.
Yeah. But anyway, like restricted sick leave or anything that comes to needs a signature, then the agent is the
restricted delivery,
which is the front desk clerk or whatever. Mm-hmm. They can sign for it.
Right. You know, the slang for places like that is called a one-stop drop.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just drop all the mail at that one spot.
Yep.
And yeah, it's the same thing. Whether it's a certified letter, something with restricted delivery, that front desk clerk signs for everything.
Yes.
And they are authorized to do so. And I think that's it. Those are pretty much all the authorized agents.
Right.
So if you have an authorized agent, this is something like, in my experience, the 1564B special notice form it's like blank or it's not really useful. But if there was an address that had an authorized agent, that's definitely something you'd want to
list. Something that Alan's probably not used to is if you deliver to some place that is a very wealthy
condominium. Yeah, like the concierge
then you can drive
the
bell concierge.
Yeah.
Because they'll have authorization.
It's a great point. Like when I was a CC or a PTF, I delivered to Turnberry Towers, which are these really high-end condos. Dude, the HOA there is like $4,000 a month.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
And the concierge was designated for a bunch of people as the authorized agent.
Yes.
And that dude would make sure that he always took the deliveries because he's the one who's getting tipped instead of me. Yeah. So you can run into it there as well. And they should, again, have those cards on file that designates them as the authorized agent.
Yes.
All right, that's Authorized Agents. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Cold like ice, jet hot like a sauna. It's the haves versus the haves not. And guess who's the Robin Hood? Exposing all.